Now that the equinox has passed and spring has officially sprung, can that blissful malady known as spring fever be far behind? Good morning and welcome to Almanac, brought to you by Central Hudson, where for each of the next three mornings, we will see why a Stanford psychologist explains why spacing out and goofing off is so good for us. Most of us were raised to believe that the opposite of focus, daydreaming and such, is to be avoided. Self-help books and productivity bloggers strive to keep us on task with advice. When we fail to come up with the results we were hoping for, we wonder whether we just aren't working or concentrating hard enough. We've come to consider focus and being on as good, idleness, especially if it goes on for too long, as bad, unproductive. We feel guilty if we spend too much time doing nothing, enjoying spring fever. But in thinking this way, we make a fundamental mistake, according to a book excerpted February 2nd in the Washington Post. Truly successful people don't come up with great ideas through focus alone. They're successful because they make time to not concentrate and to engage in a broad array of activities. They develop innovative solutions to problems and connect dots in brilliant ways. In a time and age when everyone is overscheduled and overfocused, creativity is more and more prized. It's the key to your effectiveness and success in life and in business, and it can also be a never-ending source of joy and happiness. As a result, today and the next two mornings, we'll talk about ways to unfocus for heightened creativity, according to psychologist Emma Seppala, author of the just-published book, The Happiness Track, How to Apply the Science of Happiness to Accelerate Your Success. The first way she recommends doing so is by diversifying our activities, and I'll share some examples with you right after this. Beginning this July, most Central Hudson residential customers who've been receiving their energy bills every other month will transition to monthly billing. 12 bills per year instead of six larger ones should make managing household expenses easier. And while that change is taking place, to make your bill paying easiest, sign up for our e-bills and direct pay options. Easier by the dozen. Monthly billing, coming this July from Central Hudson. People. Power. Possibilities. Now back to Almanac. Experts suggest that the key to being idle or to unfocusing is to diversify your activities rather than being constantly focused on a single task. To get a new perspective on something, we actually need to disengage from it. We can diversify in two ways, through mindless tasks or through a broader set of experiences. To disengage through unfocused tasks, break up time spent assimilating information and working on a task by inserting short periods of 15 minutes or so for more mindless and less focused activity, perfect for this season of spring fever. Or even doing some physical stretching, advises Scott Barry Kaufman, scientific director of the Imagination Institute at the University of Pennsylvania. Walking, in particular, appears to boost creativity. In a study appropriately titled Give Your Ideas Some Legs, researchers found that both during the walks and right afterward, people scored higher on several different creativity tests. You can also unfocus by broadening your experiential and intellectual horizons. For example, a semester spent studying abroad boosts students' creativity because new experiences that disrupt our usual way of life and show us a different perspective make us more mentally flexible and creative. Tomorrow, more advice from psychologist Emma Seppala and her book, The Happiness Track, How to Apply the Science of Happiness to Accelerate Your Success. Ideas that explain why daydreaming, goofing off, and spacing out can be good for us. Tuesday's Almanac, brought to you by Central Hudson. People, power, possibilities.